Focus on the Community on WAMW. Focus on the Community is brought to you each weekend by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. Today, our topic is all about BPA, the Business Professionals of America. The Washington High School BPA group is very excited as they have 9 students heading to nationals coming up the first week in May. Our guest on Focus this week, Brian Hancock, the advisor for the Washington High School BPA, and the BPA region president, Isaac Barnard. Guys, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Morning, Dwayne.
Morning, Dwayne. Thanks for having us.
Well, we'll start with you, Mr. Hancock. Let's just give the crib note synopsis version about BPA. And I know since I've been talking about this group and the fundraisers we have coming up, a lot of questions. The first question, what is BPA? So give us that answer.
That's a great question. It's a club that we have at our high school. We have around 48 members in the high school. We have 14 in the junior high. We started a junior high program this year. But Business Professionals of America is more of a competition on the business level. So you have students that will compete against other schools in testing, judged events, speeches. So it's all around career and technical education. So we're also trying to start more of a community service project as well. But main focus for us right now is just competing.
Well, and when we talk about competing, you start at the district level, which that was held a couple months ago. And right. Where was that?
That was in Evansville at ITT Technical Institute.
And what a great turnout Washington had there is you had several go on to the next level.
Yes, we ended up taking 26 of our 48 to state, and that's tough competition. You're competing against all the Evansville schools and basically Southern Indiana. So for us to take, that was our biggest group go this year or since we've had the group.
And the thing about BPA, this is not like your sporting events where they have classes, class 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A. In BPA, it's the small schools against the big schools and so on, right?
Right. Yeah, you have to put forth a ton of effort because you're going to go against the biggest schools, especially at the state level, all schools up north. So it's just a tremendous honor to be able to go and compete. And these students, I can't say it enough, the effort that they have put in inside the classroom and also out.
Well, that's what I guess we want to stress, too. This would be considered an extracurricular group activity, is that right? Or is it an actual class?
Well, this year, we shaped our business management class around BPA. So we had around 22 students take this class. And our Thursday Friday initiative was to focus on each one of their competitive events. Now, they will come outside of the classroom and work after school. Sometimes we'll get people within the school system or outside of the school system who will come in and help us with our competitions and also our speeches.
Well, again, the whole focus is to just prepare students for their future. You know, Brian, we've talked a lot about this when we have education guests in on Focus on the Community. The future of education, the direction it's going, it's all about more hands-on and more practical approach. The days of just writing on the chalkboard and students taking notes and reading a chapter and then having a test on it, those days are kind of by the wayside.
They are, but that it still matters. You still have to have a good curriculum, and BPA does give you an extension of that. We've had many students go on to succeed at IU, Purdue, the Kelley School of Business. So this is a great program that shows more than just what's in the classroom.
And really, when you talk about BPA, you talk about all walks of life. You may have jocks, you may have members of the band, members of the ROTC. It's all walks of life that take part in this BPA program.
And it's amazing some of the students that will thrive in this area. Some of them really find their niche. Maybe you weren't the best athlete in school or maybe not the best percussionist, but when you come into BPA, hard work, it shines.
Well, let's get a student's perspective now. Isaac Barnard is the president of course, the Washington High School BPA. But Isaac, I guess we should say congratulations because you competed and actually are now the district BPA president. Is that correct?
Yes, District 10.
Now, talk a little bit about that process and how what you had to go through to be elected the district president.
All right. So last year was my first year in BPA as a freshman. And we wanted to get, me and Mr. Hancock wanted to get BPA up and running like it's never been before. So we said, hey, why don't we just run for a region president next year? So first I had to go to Indianapolis and I had to give a speech. I had to take a test and I had to do a interview. And they would grade it and you'd have to, they would see if you could run or not. So luckily I got elected to be able to run for Region 10 president. So then at state, we had to make a 2-minute interview. Now, we talked about community service, how we expanded our growth, and we ran against different people from different schools, and luckily, our Region 10 chose me to be elected the president.
Congratulations. That's a big honor. And Mr. Hancock, that's the first anyone from Washington has done this, is that right?
We have had one other, but he was a senior, so Isaac's doing this as a sophomore, which means he could actually run for a state committee next year. So we're excited about that. I hope that he continues to do that because he's done a great job. And it's been neat for me to see him come out of his shell as well. You know, when you're talking to groups of hundreds of people, videos being shown to voting delegates, there's a little pressure. And he's stepped up to that and just done great. His leadership has been tremendous. I think the junior high students have looked up to him. And I only see bright things in the future for not only him, but BPA.
Absolutely. Isaac, how many, do you have any idea how many you went up against for this District 10 president competition?
Yeah, I went up around 4 people and then I got elected.
And, you know, when it comes down to it, you talked about the process and how much went into it. District 10 encompasses a pretty big area, doesn't it?
Yeah, it expands around us and Jasper and schools like Castle, Perry Central.
So, again, he's going to be the president over that whole district for, that's a year long, each year they vote on that?
Yes, each year. And he'll have a lot of responsibilities this summer through the national organization. He'll get in touch with other district presidents, region presidents that will talk to him about growth and just expanding, not only in our school, but also other schools around. We'd like to get more people involved, more students involved, because it's just a great program.
Now I want to go, Isaac, to your individual competition, because besides being the District 10 president, you are also one of the 9 students that advanced to nationals. Tell us a little bit about your project, your competition, and what you will be competing in at the national level.
Yeah, so we had a network design team, and it's composed of me, Mac Heacock, Jacob Davis, and Addie McMurray, 2 juniors and 2 sophomores. And we got a scenario from BPA, and they said we had to make a network layout for a company, which this company was a bank. And we introduced software and hardware for the network. And then we made a presentation. We went and presented it. And luckily, we got first out of 4 teams.
Wow. A big honor. So at the national level, you know, at each, as you advance in each level, at the national level, this is going to be some fierce competition you're going against.
Yeah, I think we have a good shot of coming in top 3 at least, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Again, that is one of several of the groups that will be competing in the nationals at the BPA convention, which is coming up the week of May 1st through the 5th. And Mr. Hancock, let's talk a little more about that week, because Isaac's group is one of how many different groups are going to be going? There's 9 total students.
We have 2 groups. We have the broadcast news team. We also have the network design team. And then we have 1 student who competed in an individual event and placed that's fundamental accounting. So we have 3 different teams or events going.
And in your years of doing BPA, is this one of the biggest groups that you've sent to this level?
This is the biggest group. So we are really proud of that. The only thing is we're going to California. So it's going to be expensive, but these kids have really put forth an effort to fundraise and get our name out there. So we're excited about that. But yeah, broadcast news team, network design team, and then also payroll accounting, fundamental accounting.
Well, we talked about the network design. I want to talk a little bit about the broadcast news team. I'm really proud of this group. This is including my son, Cannon Shake, but this team, also a younger group of students that have a chance to go back here in the next couple of years, this is not something that is easy to pull together either, is it?
No. Wade Francis, you said Cannon, Shake, and then also Peyton Summers and Jade Browning. This is our first year to ever place at state, and then for them to go to nationals just shows what effort that we have, and also the curriculum that you're doing in the classroom, I think, has helped tremendously. Cannon, obviously, being a big cog in that, so they're doing an excellent job.
They produced a newscast and then showed it to the judges. They came up with the news stories, wrote the script, and actually produced the news in front of the camera. At the national level, they're going to produce that on site up there, as we understand, to the judges. So is that what the way you understand it too?
Yes. So their work, we thought we were going to maybe make a tweak or two. It's going to be more than that. On site, they're going to have to make changes. So they're going to have to be prepared for anything.
It's really a great chance for these students to showcase their talents. And again, who knows, maybe develop a career in the broadcasting industry. You know, it's not a bad way to make a living.
Well, Dwayne, also, you got to think about networking. Most of the judges that are in this field, they are coming from radio. They are coming from IT. So you're talking about a chance to meet a lot of people in the industry. And if this is something that you would like to go into, you're going to have a great opportunity to meet some people.
Business Professionals of America, the BPA Group. That's our topic on Focus on the Community this week. We're talking to Brian Hancock, the advisor, and the District 10 Region President from Washington High School, sophomore Isaac Barnard. Again, just an exciting time for the group. May 1st through the 5th, they'll be heading out west to Anaheim, California to compete at the national level. And as you mentioned, Mr. Hancock, to take 9 students and yourself, the advisor, out west on a trip like this, it does add up a little bit. So the fundraising is in full swing, and you may have been hearing a little bit about it on the radio this week, but we got some great fundraising efforts going on to start next week.
Oh, we are excited. First off, on April 9th, on Tuesday, we will be at the Aces. Most of the kids are going to be the ones that are going on the trip. We do have a couple extra, and I think this is just the effort of BPA. Some of them have stepped up and said, hey, we want to help out too. So not only do you have the kids that are going, but you also have some of the other members that are going to help out. But we are going to be at the Aces busing tables and helping out. I think it's steak night.
Oh, it is. Yes, surf and turf, as a matter of fact.
Okay. All right. So that'll be from 4 to 8 on April 9th. We would love to have as many people in the Washington community. I seem like I'm asking a lot because I've never seen a town put so much and help us out, but just asking for another couple of nights for everybody to come out and help us.
And then some other fundraisers going on. The class is actually selling some products too, right, Isaac?
Yeah, we got pamphlets. We're selling cups with college logos on them, MLB logos, and then there's also cookie dough, and then there's a pamphlet full of just a bunch of random things that anybody might need, anywhere from kitchen stuff to lawn and garden, all the goods.
Good trinkets.
There might be a Reds cup in there too, Dwayne.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm looking for cups. But make sure if any of the BPA students ask you about purchasing one of these items, that's going to help with the spending money for the trip. And then the big one is coming up on Friday, April 12th. This one I'm real excited about. We got Dad out of retirement for Jim's Famous Hot Fish. And Mr. Hancock, this is a first for you. You have not had these before, so you're about to experience the next level when it comes to the fish sandwich.
I've been talking to some of the old heads around town, and they tell me that I haven't been living yet until I have one of these sandwiches. So I can't wait. My father-in-law, he says they're great. So looking forward to that. And Dwayne, update, I think we already have over 50 orders within the just the school corporation. So people are excited.
That is awesome. So it's great to see. We got 400 fish, and we're hoping to sell them all. That is Friday, April 12th. It'll be at the Eagles Club. The Eagles Club has been very generous to open up their club for us to use the front dining hall. You can come by for lunch 11 to 2 or dinner 4 to 8, but I tell you, you might want to come by for lunch and then come back for dinner, because when they're gone, they're gone. 400 sandwiches, I thought that was going to be plenty, but I'm beginning to wonder.
Well, and this is a one-time only thing.
Yeah, and that's for sure. Trust me. Dad said to make sure to stress that.
Yeah, I think he had to twist his arm to come back out of retirement. But we appreciate all his efforts.
Again, Jim's Hot Fish Fry. It is Friday, April 12th. $10 for a fish sandwich, bag of chips, and Coke products. Thanks to Coke, they donated the drinks. Thanks to Priceless Foods, they helped with the chips. And then also thanks to the Eagles Club. Thanks to Sodexo, Washington Community Schools. They're helping with the buns. I tell you, Brian, it has just been a true community effort. And it's so great to live in a community like we do. When you ask the business leaders, they step up and help out wherever needed. It's so cool.
Thank you is all I can say, because these kids, they do appreciate it. And to like you said, to live in a community like this and to see them doing it for our youth, it carries over.
Washington High School BPA, Business Professionals of America. You're going to hear a lot from this group as the years progress on, and it's just growing leaps and bounds. We got a little bit of time left. Let's talk about the junior high BPA. This is something you just implemented this year, and wow, the response has been great already.
Once again, Isaac, as president, came out and said, "What can we do to grow?" And I said, "Let's go to the junior high." And they have quite a few clubs, but I couldn't believe the efforts that they put in. We ended up having 14, and a lot of them used their homeroom time, and they would come into my classroom and work on their projects, and then outside of the classroom as well. We had some of the high schoolers. It's almost an effect to where the older ones are helping the younger ones, but we ended up taking 14 to Indianapolis, and they did really well for their first year, and I think that's going to continue to grow, especially next year.
Unbelievable. Again, you're going to hear big things as this group continues to grow leaps and bounds in years to come. I know my son, since he's joined, he's been really, really enjoying the different things that the group does. And, you know, we talk about these fundraising efforts. That's all part of the BPA, too. Networking in the community and doing events like this, getting these students out and about.
The key word is professional. And if you would see them, or I think there's going to be some pictures in the paper. I mean, they have to live in a professional manner, especially when they're there, by the dress code, how to talk to people. So there's a lot more than just competing. And we're hoping next year to get out to the community a lot more and give back, because of especially what they've done for us.
So to wrap it up, May 1st through May 5th, you're going to be departing. What is that? Is that a Sunday? I can't remember. When does the plane head out?
Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday. We are heading out. We're flying from Indy to the LAX. We've got the 12-passenger van ready, so we're ready to handle the traffic.
You know, and one thing we didn't talk about was the actual total dollars. When it's all said and done, we put the pen to the paper and estimating about $10,000 in total for this trip.
I'm not one that likes to talk dollar signs, Dwayne, but yeah, it is going to be expensive. And anybody that can help us out, we've got the Wall of Fame in my classroom, and I'd love to put your name up there.
Well, it is a great effort. Again, the students learn so much from this. Please help support the cause. Come out to the fundraising Tuesday night, Ace's Restaurant. It's steak and surf and turf night. The guest servers will be the BPA students. They'll be bussing tables and filling your drinks for tips. All tip money will go to the trip. Friday, it's the Jim's Hot Fish Fry at the Washington Eagles Club for lunch from 11 to 2, dinner from 4 to 8, and they're also selling items as well. Any of the BPA students, you can order Major League Baseball items, all kinds of great gear. Isaac, in closing, what would you like to, if we can get one thing out about BPA to the community? As the president, this is your job, promoting BPA. What would you say to the group listening this morning?
I would say that BPA is just a great way for young students to have opportunities and experience what it's like to go into the business field. Helping them with scholarships to go to school, just, I don't know, getting them anywhere in the business world.
Developing a professional attitude and just learning on the outside what it's all about. And Mr. Hancock, as you see your president here, you smile. This is what this is why you do what you do, right?
Exactly. And I think that it's going to help his chances in college, and I think it's going to help other students, and hopefully we can grow this thing to make it succeed.
For those listening this morning, as you have students that may be in this age category, now at the junior high school level, if you want to get them involved, make sure they see Mr. Hancock at Washington High School, and he will get them all the details and get them on board for the BPA group next year. Guys, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck at the Nationals. Get some sunshine, have a little fun, but most importantly, let's bring back some hardware, all right?
Thank you, Dwayne.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in on Focus on the Community today. Focus on the Community presented by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. Each weekend, we take time to spotlight a group or organization in our community, and we call it Focus on the Community here on WAMW.